Law enforcement officers, veterinarians, and animal advocates will get together in Rochester this weekend for an animal crimes conference. The goal of the event is to promote community collaborations to investigate and prosecute animal neglect and cruelty. WXXI's Beth Adams reports.
The keynote speaker is Dr. Melinda Merck, a national veterinary forensics expert. She specializes in animal crime investigations. Merck was drawn to the field in the 1990s. She said she was surprised by the number of abused animals she examined at her private practice for cats in Atlanta and at shelters she worked with.
For some reason, there's more heinous things done to cats over dogs, it seems. So there seems to be some anti-cat sentiment that results in their death.
Investigating animal abuse is somewhat similar to uncovering child abuse. A big clue for vets is when a pet's history doesn't fit the findings of a physical exam.
So if we know that it's an indoor-only cat or it's a dog that only goes on leash walks, we know that we're limiting their ability to be exposed to somebody else doing something bad to them or accidental causes. Just like they report in children, there's certain patterns of injury that we can see in animals that support animal abuse versus accidental causes.
But there's a problem. Veterinarians, according to Merck, are wary of reporting suspected abuse.
I think across the board, the veterinarians are reluctant to make that call.
She says they fear retribution when they're wrong or if abuse can't be proven. There are laws that provide immunity from civil or criminal liability for veterinarians acting in good faith. But Merck says there is a lack of understanding, training, and education. Clarifying this is one of her main messages of the conference.
I think the veterinarians can struggle in thinking they have to make the entire case and prove animal cruelty before they report, and not understanding that all they have to do is report suspected abuse. We as veterinarians cannot prove an entire case.
Reno DiDomenico knows how critical it is for veterinarians to speak up when they suspect animal cruelty. He is the humane law enforcement officer at Lollipop Farm, the Humane Society of Greater Rochester.
Coming from law enforcement world where I was able to talk to my victims, it's really difficult to try to talk to a dog or cat and find out if they're being abused. That's why it's so important that we have veterinarians out there who are able to do examinations on the animals that are being abused so that they can actually speak for the animals.
He said studies linking animal cruelty to human violence 20 or 30 years ago changed the way law enforcement looks at crimes against animals. The U.S. House and Senate just passed a measure to make severe animal cruelty and torture a federal crime. Most of the cases DiDomenico investigates involve animal neglect. Usually that means animals aren't getting proper food, water, or shelter.
Well, some people still have those older beliefs that it doesn't matter whether my animal starves to death because I got to feed myself. And they don't understand that there are laws now that protect animals, which means if you have an animal that you can't afford anymore, that you need to call an animal shelter or us here at Lollipop Farm.
While vets are on the front lines of discovering and reporting animal abuse, DiDomenico and Merck say they need the public's help, too.
So if you see something, say something. If you suspect something, report, because you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.